Radio Alabama Sports. Childersburg Tigers softball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Donald J. Comer Softball Complex here in Sylacauga. And we're down to three. A two-run homer by Matty Brooks in the bottom of the fourth inning propelled Childersburg to a 5-3 victory over the three-time defending county champion, the Mumford Lady Lions. It is now the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears, your Childersburg Tigers, and Fayetteville Lady Wolves. And here to help me with this game, Jacob Bassett, as it's Childersburg and Fayetteville. The winner will have to beat Lincoln twice. That's a tall order, but it happened last year with Mumford doing just that, winning five games on the second day and coming back and winning this tournament for the third straight year. Well, Jacob Bassett, these are two teams that played one heck of a ball game last night. Sorry, I'll turn you
over. Anytime these two teams get together, it's must-see softball because, you know, we were here last week in the Comer tournament, not the county tournament, the Comer tournament, and I think Childersburg ended up winning 1-0 then. Fayetteville won 1-0 last night, and, you know, a couple of weeks ago in the Tiger Clash, it was a good game. So these two, you know, just separated by the highway there, and man, I tell you what, we're looking forward to a good one in this one, too, because, you know, it's winner plays for a championship, loser goes home, so both teams kind of want to stay at the complex a little longer.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, it really doesn't matter if you're any one of these girls on these two teams. They know each other. They play each other a lot. I mean, so, you know, the chances of you playing for a county championship doesn't happen very often. So both of these two teams want to get to that point. Neither one of them have played for a county championship in several years. So Coach Cam Mazzell, who's celebrating a birthday today, Coach Dawson Stubblefield of Fayetteville. And we're just about set to get things underway. We will go to, now from this point on, we will go to a three umpire crew instead of two. Now, whoever wins this game will play against the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears, and you're going to have to beat them twice. But here's the thing. That first game will still have an hour and 15-minute time limit, but if it gets to a decisive second game in the championship round, there is no time limit. So it'll go all the way seven innings unless one team's ahead of another after five by 10 runs.
Well, it looks like Fayetteville's going to be the designated home team for this game, so I'll set you up while McCurley gets a bite of those delicious cheese fries. Lauren Cook in the circle, Lakin Jones behind the plate, Addie Stanley at first, Lucy Epperson at second base, at third base, Henley McGinnis at shortstop, Taylor Hammonds in the outfield left to right, Emma Pate, Charlotte Kelly, and Bella Epperson. And I'll give you the Childersburg lineup, 1-9, leading off, obviously, Maddie Brooks, who had that home run, and Kelsey Kelly, who's had the play of the tournament, robbing that big hit that Mumford had in that last game, saving Childersburg's chances of advancing. And Deanna Swain, Taraji Jones, Galatia McKinney, Addison Giles, Madison Lataste, Haley Johnson, and Brianna Swain. And your flex player is Jade Landers.
Yeah, Jade will be in the circle. But I got to tell you something. And no disrespect to Fayetteville. They're playing lights out. But you have to believe that when they played Lincoln today in the championship of the winner's bracket, Lincoln hit 5 home runs. You got to think that Lauren Cook is getting to the bottom of her gas tank. I know Lincoln's got a lot of great hitters, don't get me wrong, but you just got to think that Lauren Cook is she's reaching down, but at some point in time, how many games has she pitched now?
This will be her
fourth
game.
So, fourth game in less than 24 hours. So, here we go as Madison Brooks will lead things off. She squares the bunt, takes ball one.
You know, I was watching that last game with Childersburg and Munford, and I tell you, I want to see Madison Brooks and Brianna Swain in a drag race to see who would win that.
There's a strike over the outside part of the plate, 1-1. I will tell you this, that I wouldn't count out Alicia McKinney out of that race either. She runs like a gazelle. Childersburg got a lot of great team speed. And here's the 1-1 pitch to Maddie Brooks from Lauren Cook. Squared the bunt way outside, 2-1.
Yeah, I tried to drag race Brianna Swain during a travel ball practice, and it ended about how you would imagine.
She could have given you a 40-yard head start in a 50-yard dash.
Well, she hit the finish line, came back, shook my hand, and went back.
That one's outside as well, 3-1 now to the captain of this Tiger team, Maddie Brooks. It'll be Maddie Brooks, Kelsey Kelly, and Deanna Swain here in the rights to play Lincoln for a championship. Madison hits one deep to left center field, but playable. And that's going to be put away out there in left center field for out number one.
Yeah, and that was Emma Pate, the senior, one of the two seniors this Lady Wolves team has. The other one hit the home run last night to beat Childersburg 1-0, and that's Taylor Hammonds. A lot of home runs in this tournament.
Yeah, there really has. Mumford hit one a game ago against Childersburg, and like I said, Lincoln lit up Fayetteville earlier today for like 5. Kelsey Kelly takes ball one inside. One out, nobody on here in the top of the first inning. Difference between second and third place or even a championship in this game right here. And down to 3. There's a strike, 1-1, and both of these teams have already lost a game. So the winner moves on, the loser goes on to regular season play next week.
Yeah, and this is that same plate umpire we had in this game last night, so you know where he's going to like that strike zone to be. And he called it right there, same place it was last night. There's that sweet spot, David, that he had last night, and if you put it there, it's going to be a called strike, if not a hit.
Kelsey Kelly will step back in, down in the count, 1-2. Cook from the circle. This time is fisted over into right field, and they're never going to throw Kelsey Kelly out, as it never really got to the outfield grass, but it was placed just enough to where she's on first base.
Yeah, and Lucy Epperson had a beat on it, just dropped right in front of her, and she wanted to make the throw, but saw Kelly was already there and decided to hold it back.
Deanna Swain will come to the plate. Now, we'll tell you this. This young lady and the one on deck, if that inside pitch is to where they can turn on it, they can hit the ball a mile that way. They love things on the inside part of the plate, Deuce Swain and Taraji Jones. She's squaring the bunt and pulls back, and that's ball one.
Well, I will say this too, you know, the kind of the quirkiness of this tournament, there's been softballs flying everywhere. We're down to one field, so you don't have to worry about it as much now.
No. I mentioned that last game. She'll square the bunt again. It's a good one. Right out in front of the plate, they're going to have to go to first. They do in time to get Deanna Swain. Moving down to second is Kelsey Kelly. And now it's up to Taraji Jones to see if she can get Kelly in. top of the first inning. No score. Childersburg and Fayetteville. Wind blowing pretty stiffly now from left to right. And Lauren taking her time here, getting ready for Taraji Jones. That one's drilled to left field, and the wind will hold it up for Emma Pate to put it away. So that'll do it for the Tigers. They get an infield hit. Strander at second base. We'll go to the bottom of inning number one. No score. Childersburg and Fayetteville.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community. For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department. For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation. For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Had a little computer malfunction there in the break, and it couldn't get it squared away, so we'll go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Childersburg and Fayetteville. And in the circle for the Childersburg Tigers will be Jade Landers. And she'll start things off against one of those seniors you talked about.
Yeah, she'll face Taylor Hammonds, Lucy Epperson, and Lakin Jones, the first three the Wolves will send to the plate. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't a malfunction. You just wanted to make sure everybody got their got their ad in during the commercial break.
It was a malfunction. I couldn't turn it off. Never want to play two at one time as Taylor Hammonds fouls one out of play, 0-1. She had one run in last night's victory of Fayetteville over Childersburg, 1-0. She hit a solo home run in the top of the fifth inning, and game was called on time after that inning. That one's outside, 1-1. One pitch from Landers. High, 2-1. Still a lot of people at the ballpark. As we're approaching 4 o'clock here in about 20 minutes. Another ball, and it's 2-1. Or is that, I think it's 3-1.
It's 3-1.
Yep. Three-one pitch hit high down that right field line. It's going to be foul, and Alicia McKinney just quite couldn't get to it. And it's 3-2 now.
I'm telling you, looking at that American flag, that's where you want to hit that ball because that's the way the wind's pushing.
Well, it's pushing from left to right, but just a little bit out. 3-2 popped up on the infield. Taraji behind home plate comes out about 5 feet in front of the dish and puts it away for out number one. So now Lucy Epperson will come to the plate. One out, nobody on. She rips one down past the Childersburg dugout foul. 0-1.
And Lucy's been a big part of the youth movement at Fayetteville on the softball team. You know, we're a very young team, with just graduating two seniors. I think we only have one junior.
Whoa!
Wow.
The line drive, I said that because that's how fast it was. Right back at Jade Landers, and she put it away. And I'm going to tell you something. That's why they wear those masks on their face.
And was she the third baseman last night?
No. Third baseman was Lexi Smith last night.
You know, she was tough last night. All those
Absolutely.
Line drives hit at her.
But Jade, that one was hit right back about shoulder high, and she just reacted and caught it. And there's a line shot from Lakin Jones. One bouncer over to third base, up and over to first in time. Childersburg puts down the Wolves. 1-2-3. We'll go to the top of the second inning. Childersburg coming to the plate. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Welcome back to the Donald J. Comer Softball Complex. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you here. Childersburg and Fayetteville fighting for whoever's going to get a chance to have to try to beat Lincoln twice. And we have no score going to the top of inning number two. It'll be Alicia McKinney, Addison Giles, and Madison Latasse due up to face Lauren Cook, who is in her 163rd inning of work. Just kidding, but it seems like that.
Feels like it.
She has pitched four games in this tournament, and she's done well.
But I tell you, if one of these teams wants to knock off Lincoln, that's a tall task for Childersburg and Fayetteville. Fayetteville, obviously, with a game break last game. Childersburg, you're asking them to win four straight games.
Yeah, and I will tell you this, too. If they somehow get this victory as McKinney lays down a bunt, it's a good one. They'll have a hard time throwing her out. She runs like a deer, and she's on first with nobody out. I was going to say, if Childersburg happens to win this game, Jacob, and they pitch Jade Landers through it, then you're going to have Madison Brooks with a game rest to go after Lincoln.
Yeah.
And that's huge. I mean, what you're asking of Lauren Cook here is, I mean, she, don't get me wrong, if anybody can do it, Lauren can, but I'm telling you, man, it's – and squaring the bun is Addison Giles. So Coach Cam Mazzell trying to play a lot of small ball here to try to manufacture some runs. No score, top of the second inning. Lauren Cook, Addison Giles. She'll square again, pops it up, foul back into the screen. Is that 0-2?
It's 0-2.
So probably we'll take the bun off now.
I don't know. You know, might not know what Cameron Mazzell calls. Brianna Swain was down two strikes, and she's still squared up to bunt. He'll do that with speed.
Here's Addison Giles with the 0-2 count. Pops it up on the infield in foul territory. And, boy, they almost had a collision, but the first baseman puts it away over Lake and Jones for out number one. Now to bring up Madison Lataste, who had a very good double play in that game against Mumford. She swings and misses at strike one. Lauren's still effective here in her fourth game of work. There's a strike they're trying to steal, and Alicia's in there. I tell you, I know Brianna Swain and Maddie Brooks can really move, but that girl right there is not far behind. And now she's in scoring position with one out. And a 1-1 count on Lataste. Wind really starting to pick up now. 2-1.
Nice! A hidden ball trick. I think McKinney's hurt.
Yeah, something. They got Alicia McKinney out at second base, and I don't know. Something to do with one of her legs or foot or something, as she's being helped off the field by Coach Mazzell. Don't know what they did. All I know is she's out.
Let's hope it's nothing too serious, because that's one Childersburg really needs on the base pass later on.
Well, not just the bases, but also in that outfield out there running down balls. And it's 2-2 now on Lataste. But the biggest thing is you wipe out a runner right there with, and now there's two outs and nobody on. It's 2-2. Struck out. She got Madison Lataste, and that'll do it for the Tigers here in the second inning. They get one hit, get picked off base. So we'll go to the bottom of inning two. No score here, Childersburg and Fayetteville.
Hi. I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett. Second inning for Jade Landers against the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. No score. There's a drive out into left center field, and I tell you what, those are not easy catches, but Kelsey Kelly's making them look easy. Who was that that hit there?
That was Bella Epperson, so it'll be Lauren Cook, Addie Stanley, and Charlotte Kelly. Next three do up with one out.
Now here's the circle pitcher for Coach Stubblefield, Lauren Cook, and she takes strike one from Jade Landers.
Right there in that sweet spot.
Jade, in her first game today against, who was it? It was against Silicaga. She had a hard time finding strike zone. There's a long fly ball out in the center field, and Kelsey Kelly just runs it down and makes it look so easy. And that's out number two.
See if Kelly can sweep the inning here.
And this is
Addie Stanley, the first baseman.
Stanley at the plate with two outs, nobody on. Swing and a miss. Good outside pitch by Jay Landers. The 0-1. Ball one, 1-1 now. Two are out, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning. Childersburg and Fayetteville with no score. Winner will advance to the championship round to face the Lincoln Golden Bears. 2-1 now on Stanley. Three and one now to Addie Stanley.
Bet she felt the wind off of that one in her jersey.
Yeah. That one's hit out to right field. Coming in and making the catch is going to be Micaiah Mack, who's out there for the injured Alicia McKinney. Well, that'll do it for the Wolves in the bottom of the second inning. We'll go to the top of the third. Childersburg coming to bat. No score on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Lauren Cook back to the circle again to face the Childersburg Tigers, 8-9-1. Due up here in the top of the third, no score. This is the finals of the loser's bracket. Winner will go to try to defeat Lincoln twice. And it can be done. But I tell you what, that's a very good Lincoln Lady softball team is sitting out there under them trees right now.
Probably one of the better hitting teams in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. Haley Johnson will come to the plate to work against Lauren Cook. She takes ball one. It'll be Haley Johnson, Brianna Swain, and then back to the top with Maddie Brooks. ball. 2-2-0. Pitch. Ball three low, 3-0. Boy, and if you, Jacob, you and I were talking about it in the break there. If you somehow get one or both of these two bidders on here and come around to Matty Brooks, could mean trouble. There's a strike, 3-1. Is the wind, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but just in the last 20, 30 minutes, it has really picked up.
Still, feels good, though.
Oh, yeah. Still blowing from left to right. There's a high fly ball out into right field. Actually going to make the catch out in short right field from the second baseman,
Lucy Everson.
And that's out number one here in the third inning. So Brianna Swain will come up, and I'm sure they'll have everybody move in. And she loves to bunt, and she's very good at it, and she's very fast. She actually was, I think, going to swing away this time, though. Takes ball one. One-o pitch. She does square. And it's foul. 1-1. Lauren Cook in the circle again. 1-1 pitch to Brianna Swain. She went for that as a bunt. It's 1-2. And there's a swing and a miss. I think she actually tipped it, but Lakin Jones was able to hang on to it for the second out of the inning, and that will bring up Matty Brooks. And I tell you, if there ever was a time that you want her to come to the plate, it's with two outs and nobody on. She steps in with two outs. There's that slow, I call it an Ephus pitch. Gaylord Perry used to throw one of those.
One of the best to do it.
I mean, his came in there at about a cool 43, 44 miles an hour. Lauren missed with that one. 1-0. That one's low and outside, 2-0. That one's grounded down toward Epperson at second. She'll go over to first in time. And that'll get Matty Brooks. The Tigers unable to do anything in the third. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Still no score. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff, and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock.
Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it, and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the complex here in Sylacauga. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you. And leading things off for Fayetteville,
it'll be Kelly Payton Teal.
And Charlotte takes ball one from Jay Landers. There's a strike, 1-1.
That one's right down Twin Street.
Yep, no pun intended. Two and one now. Remember, Skip Carey used to say right down Peachtree Street. Two balls and one strike on Charlotte Kelly. There's a pitch to even it up. 2-2.
Let me ask you, who was you more of a fan of, Harry Skip or the other? Who was the one that did it for the Braves that does it for the Cardinals now?
Oh, you talking about Chip?
Yeah. That it's coming back to us, ain't it?
Yep, haven't fouled back our way. Still 2-2. I'll just always be partial to Skip Carey. Listen to him for so many years doing Braves games. Now, I did like Harry, but when Skip Carey and Ernie Johnson Sr. did those games, man, it just was so fluid. Here's a 2-2. Charlotte hits one out to right field, and nobody's going to get to this one, and it falls in for a base hit.
And that's the first Fayetteville base runner of the day, of this game.
And it happens here in the bottom of the third inning. And Jay Landers in the circle. Now with a runner on and nobody out for... Who is this at the plate?
This is Emma Pate, the other senior.
There goes Charlotte trying to steal, but it's fouled off its plate, so she'll have to go back.
You know, I heard you allude to it during the game. You know, Emma's dad was on one of those championship baseball teams at Childersburg High School.
Yep.
Zeke Pate.
Zeke Pate. That one's fouled away at the plate as well. And it's 0-2. Not only her dad, her granddad was on a state championship team at Childersburg, Mr. Alan Pate, one of our sponsors here on the Tiger Sports Network at First Bank of Alabama in Childersburg. Go by and see old Pedro. Love him to death. He was on that, and there's a called strike three. And that is out number one here for Childersburg in the bottom of the third inning as they get Emma Pate looking. Pedro was on that 77 state championship team with a lot of people now that are, you know, getting up to retirement age and got grandkids playing. As a steal by Charlotte Kelly, and she goes in head first and is in second, but I think she injured her right hand.
Yeah, she's favoring it. But the thing about Charlotte, she's a tough one. You saw that in basketball season.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these girls here at Fayetteville play volleyball, basketball, and softball. That one out in front of the plate. They throw Teal out at first, but moving over to third now is Charlotte Kelly, and I think we go back to the top of the order here with
Taylor Hammonds.
Taylor Hammonds. I'm looking at her dad right down here, Mr. Arby Hammonds.
You know, me and him agreed that we were going to ride with Florida the rest of the SEC tournament this weekend, but that is not going to happen.
I told you last night, didn't I? But I'm telling you, the team is going to win it all. He's won it six times as a coach.
Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
Coach Cal.
I believe Coach Cal and them are going to get it done. That misses outside, 1-1. So, Vanderbilt beat Florida today, huh?
And Ole Miss plays Arkansas right now, I think.
Okay. That one's outside, 2-1 now. Jay's got a runner at third. That's Charlotte Kelly. There are two outs, top of the order, and Taylor Hammonds at the plate. No score in this game, bottom of the third inning. 2-1 count. Ripped out into right field, and that's going to be in the gap. Or is that? It's going to be a home run. A home run for Taylor Hammonds. And 2-0 now. Fayetteville leads the Chillsburg Tigers. Her second home run in as many games against these Tigers, and she has hit several home runs in the last 2 weeks now.
All of which has come at this complex. So, you know, this is her favorite place to play right now.
Now ball one to Lucy Epperson. There's a strike, 1-1.
Yeah, you saw Emma Pate get that called third strike right there in that sweet spot. I'm telling you, if it's right there, if Jade can put it there, it's going to be a strike every time.
Lined in the left field. That's a strong base hit right there. Gets by Giles and going to second. It's going to be Lucy Epperson. There are two outs in the inning, and that'll bring up Lakin Jones. 2-0 Fayetteville now, and they're not through with this inning.
Got to call time to put the oven mitt on there, David McCurley.
That's, I'm sorry.
You'd never see me wear one. I'll take the bumps.
Oven mitts are for bakers, not players. That's a strike to Lakin Jones. The 0-1 pitch to Lakin. Popped up our way. Nice catch there, partner.
Caught it off the bounce. Did you see that?
He said throw it back in there if you can.
I thought she was looking. Well, I made my play for the day. I'll tell you who made a good play this morning. Dale Price, the judge, made a good play off a bounce this morning.
Yeah, Dale grew up right down the street from me in Fairmont. Great guy.
So right down from you and Daddy.
Yep. The 0-2 pitch to Lakin from Jade Landers. Hit in the left field for a base hit, and that's going to probably score another run. And I've never understood why, as Lakin's going to go to second base, never understood why you're going to throw that ball home knowing you don't have a chance to get the runner, which allows the runner to hit to go to second base. So it's 3-0 now, Fayetteville. And you're going to get a speed-up runner.
That's Emmalyn Edwards.
For Lakin. Lakin being the catcher. So the Fayetteville Lady Wolves with a 3-0 lead are not done yet. Edwards in second base for Lakin Jones.
And this is the other Epperson. This is Bella Epperson.
Three to nothing Fayetteville, as I see Principal Michael Pinson walking up. It's ball one to Bella. 3-0 Fayetteville over Childersburg in the bottom of the third inning. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you. The 2026 county tournament. Now the ball, 2-0 to Bella. Jade Landers working her second game of the day. And she pitched against Sylacauga at around 10:30 this morning. Ball gets by the catcher and over to third. It's going to go Edwards, and it's 3-0. You probably see a visit from Cam Mazzell if Bella gets on base here. There are two outs in the inning. There's a strike, 3-1. Strike two, 3-2. Or what? No, he called it ball four. So down to first goes Bella. And as I mentioned, here comes Cam Mazzell, and that's going to do it for Jade Landers. They'll turn to their ace, and Maddie Brooks will come from shortstop to the hill. We'll have her when we come back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. As Madison Brooks will step into the circle, and she don't need but about two pitches, and she's ready. She stays ready. But she's going to inherit runners at the corners with two outs. And Fayetteville has played it three here in the bottom of the third. They lead it 3-0.
And like I told you in the break, a positive for Childersburg, you do have Alicia McKinney back out there in the outfield after getting hurt on that play earlier.
So they'll move infielders around. Latasse will move to shortstop. And as Jacob told you, McKinney back out there in right field. Lauren Cook at the plate for the Lady Wolves. Runners at first and third. They'll steal second on a strike pitch to Lauren Cook. Two are out.
And you know, Lauren's got a little insurance on her mind here. Because, you know, she needs that insurance. She's starting to get tired, David.
She grounds one to third. Nice play by Lexi Smith. And that will do it for the Lady Wolves. But they strike big. They get three. And we'll go the fourth inning. Childersburg got to have some base runners. And they'll do it right after the break on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to the Donald J. Comer Softball Complex. There's a lot of fans still out here, but we're down to three teams, and Childersburg needs to get something cooking real fast, or we're going to be down to two, because time limit's going to get us here before long. And they trail Fayetteville right now 3-0. Fayetteville with a three spot there in the bottom of the third. We're now in the top of the fourth. And again, Lauren Cook will go back to the circle. And I'll tell you this, has she been able to get a hit in the bottom of the third, Jacob, and score those two runs, and this lead had swelled to five, I would have given her a break from the circle. Because Childersburg just has not had any success against Lauren Cook now in going on nine innings.
Nine innings. But I'll tell you, don't, you can't get comfortable even, you know, 3-0, 5-0, because this Childersburg lineup, the mixture of power and speed that this lineup has is unreal.
Well, and I'll tell you, you're right, as Kelsey Kelly pops one up towards second base and Epperson puts it away for out number one. You're right about that. The only issue is a lot of times when you get into these games that have 75-minute time limit, and you get down three or four runs, then you start pressing. Well, we got to do this. We got to. You know, I honestly believe if you played seven innings in every one of these games, you'd find different scenarios. As Deanna Swain fouls one off down the right side.
I'm going to have to talk to Jesse Gum about not making that play. You know, he does sponsor the Fayetteville Sports Network. I'm going to tell him, if you sponsor the Fayetteville Sports Network, I don't know if Edward Jones is a sponsor of the Tiger Sports Network.
Yep, they are.
We're going to have to make those plays, ain't we?
Yeah, Edward Jones is part of all of them. We love every one of our sponsors. We couldn't do this without them. That one bounced up there, 1-1. See, now you will start
no,
to
two,
see.
Two strikes on her with a foul ball and a swing and a miss.
Okay. You know, now you get into a thing with a three-run lead. I'm not saying they do it on purpose, but Lauren is a girl that takes her time. She'll look over there, get the pitch, and she stands on the rubber for a couple of seconds before she starts, so all that adds up, and Deanna Swain fouls it away again. Still 0-2.
But talking about Edward Jones, one of their agents is actually our first base coach, and Coach Steve Platt. So does double duty every day. And Steve's a good one. But, yeah, thanks to anybody that sponsors, whether it's the Fayetteville Sports Network or Childersburg or any other sports network.
That one a little bit off, I guess. I don't know where, but it's 1-2. On Deanna Swain. She'll be followed in the order by Taraji Jones. That one bounced up there. And I don't know about you, but I can just see body language with Lauren She's tired.
Yeah.
And not to say that she shouldn't be out there, but even if they hold on and win this game, Jacob, I just don't know what she's got.
I don't think she could go two more
for that championship round. There's a high fly ball into right field. And Fayetteville, well, I tell you what.
Charlotte
came from center field almost to the right field line. And that's Epperson in right field, isn't it?
Yes, I think Charlotte was actually going to back up Bella out there, but Charlotte saw she can make the catch, called Bella off, and that's the second out.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think she called her off. I think she ran behind her and caught the ball. Either way, though, it's two outs. That one bounces up there to Roger Jones. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of girls in this tournament that can hit a ball hard, Jacob.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's any of them that can hit it any harder than this girl. When she catches a hold of it, just base hits even, it comes off of that bat so fast. Here's the 1-0. Popped up on the infield. Calling for it and making the catch is Taylor Hammonds, and that'll do it for the Tigers in the fourth inning. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth, 3-0 Fayetteville. And they're coming to bat here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids praise team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett. Jacob's keeping my book this game. Where are we at in the lineup for Fayetteville?
Stanley, Kelly, and Pate do up for the Wolves.
That was the ones that got it started last inning, wasn't it?
So 6, 7, and 8.
They scored 3 in the third, and now batting in the bottom of the fourth. They lead it 3-0. Madison Brooks taking over in relief duty for Jay Landers. There's a base hit out in the left field. Stanley just put it where they weren't. Not a hard hit ball, but, hey, it found some grass out there, and that's all that counts.
In fact, that last inning, Stanley was the only Wolf that didn't go to the plate.
This is Emma Pate?
This is Emma Pate. No, this is Charlotte.
Charlotte Kelly at the plate.
Emma Pate is on deck.
She lays down a bunt, and it's going to roll foul. 0-1. And, Jacob, I don't know about you, but I don't know if that clock is right up there on that board.
I don't think so.
I can't see where we've not played more than 3 minutes. Either way, I'm just going to say there can't be a whole lot of time left in this. There's the bunt, and they don't play it. Misplayed by Lexi. And two are on with nobody out now for Emma Pate.
Would a professional scorer charge that as an error, you think?
Yeah.
Because she made a play on it.
Well, I think she had a chance to throw out Charlotte if she makes that play cleanly. Some people might have given her a hit, but I don't know. There's another just fielding play out in front of the plate. And that just shows you the savvy of Madison Brooks. She goes out there and grabs the ground ball, tags Emma Pate, and what'd she do? She turned right around to look at those runners.
Yeah.
She just understands how to play the game so well. Runners at second and third now with one out. And
this is Bella Teal.
Bella Teal is at the plate, and I believe we'll go back to the top of the order after her. She tries to bunt. Shears one off the end of the bat, 0-1.
But yeah, I mean, Maddie Brooks is showing you why she's going to the next level to play softball.
Yeah, I mean, and I've said this all along, no disrespect to any other player in this county, but can you imagine her playing on like an SEC infield with players of her stature?
Yeah.
That's where I really believe she'll shine. And that one's hit out in front of the plate. They'll go to first in time, come home, not in time, go to third, and that's safe. So one run will score, make it 4-0. And they got a runner on third with two outs now for Taylor Hammonds, who hit a two-run homer to unlock a no-score game an inning ago. And if you're wondering, the wind blowing from left to right, not really blowing out much. It's kind of swirling from left to right right now, but I'd say maybe 4 or 5 mile-an-hour wind. So let's see how Madison pitches her outside, ball one.
Yeah, I'm kind of expecting Maddie to pitch around her. She might go right at her.
Madison was pitching last night when Taylor hit the one-run home run. The solo that won the game 1-0. Right now, Fayetteville with a 4-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth, two outs and a runner at third. And a 2-0 count on Taylor Hammonds. There's a strike on the inside part of the plate.
He really likes that inside, whether there's a left-handed or a right-handed batter. Like I've said all along, if you put it there, it's going to be a strike.
And that one misses, gets away from Taraji. Nobody covering. They wouldn't have got her anyway. And another run for Fayetteville. It is now 5-0.
So Kelly will cross, and it's a 3-1 count to Taylor.
Childersburg looks like their hopes of staying in this county tournament are getting bleak. And there's a ball four to Taylor Hammonds. And that'll bring up Lucy Epperson. That'll bring Lexi Smith in at third. It'll bring Deanna Swain in at first. Two are out. But Fayetteville has plated two more this inning. They lead it 5-0. That one ripped out in the left center field gap, and that's trouble. It's going to get all the way to the fence, and they're going to score. Taylor Hammonds, and all the way to second is Lucy Epperson. And it is 6-0, and I believe that's the game. I believe. At least I thought they were saying it was. I guess not.
I had to call time to get that oven mitt again.
Not an oven mitt fan.
That'll bring up Lakin Jones.
6-0. Fayetteville in the lead. Ball one to Lakin Jones.
I see my dog resting down there in Kenley's lap, taking a nap. You know, I wouldn't mind being in that spot right now.
You and me both. It's foul ball. 1-1 to Lakin Jones. Foul ball down toward third. Yeah, that dog taking a nap looks good to me, because This is my sixth game to call this week between baseball and this county tournament softball. And getting a little on the tired side for an old man. You still got a lot of years. I've been doing this longer than you've been alive. There is strike three called, and that'll do it. What is
a very emphatic strike?
Yeah, it was. I'd say that was one of them long call threes. But that'll do it for Fayetteville, but they get three more runs, and they'll lead Childersburg 6-0 as we go to the top of the fifth. I guess they're going to get one more inning in, so we'll step aside and come back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Latest.
It'll be McKinney, Giles, and Latast here in the fifth inning for Childersburg, and they'll look at who else. Lauren Cook, she has shut them out now, for this will be the 10th inning if she finishes this inning. And I'll be honest with you, Fayetteville's on their way to a match with Lincoln, who they played in the championship round of the winner's bracket earlier today around 12 o'clock and got hammered by the Lady Golden Bears. And I'll be honest with you, I look at Lauren Cook's body language right now. I don't know who's going to start that first game for them if they make it. Now, this game's not over with yet. Chillsburg's still got – they got to do something now, though, because time limit's going to get them if not the Fayetteville Wolves. And McKinney – steps up there and fouls one back in the screen, 0-1.
Yeah, Lincoln put that air raid on us in that earlier game, hitting five home runs.
They were flying out of here. Here's that Ephus pitch, and it's fouled away again. 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Ball one. 1-2 to Alicia McKinney. It's 6-0 Fayetteville over Childersburg as we play in the top of the fifth. More than likely, this will be the last inning, I would think, because of time as wind starts to pick up again. So if it Childersburg cannot come back and tie this game or win it, it'll be Fayetteville having to beat Lincoln twice in the championship. There's a high fly ball in the short left field. Coming on is Emma Pate to make the catch. And she is the second player to fall. Oh, she almost fell making that throw. There's a big dip out there in left field on this field one. And last game, Mumford's player fell while trying to make a throw out there. One out now, and that'll bring up, I believe that's Addison Giles, isn't it? She lifts one foul in the on-deck circle by the Fayetteville dugout, 0-1. Well, I tell you what, about 11:30 today, Jacob, you could look up there on that hill And there was buses and cars all up there and down the road. It's been a very successful county tournament. 1-1 now on Giles.
Yeah, and thanks to Beaver Homer for hosting this year. Yeah. They've done a very good job. Adam Fawcett and company.
Robbie's wife has just absolutely been a saint down here in the there's a strike, 1-2. Down here in the concession stand, you got Coach Fawcett has been here along with, you know, all of their coaching staff. And I want to thank Keyshawn McKinney as well from the Sylacauga Parks and Rec. He's hooked us up here. He's been great to me. He and Caleb Conley, the 1-2. Missing a little bit, 2-2. One out, nobody on here in the top of the fifth. Fayetteville with a 6-0 lead over Childersburg. And unless we make some kind of miraculous comeback here in the next couple of outs, she runs it full, 3-2 to Addison Giles. It's going to probably be Fayetteville and Lincoln in the championship for the county tournament, just like it was in the championship of the winner's bracket earlier today. Three balls, two strikes to Addison Giles. There's a ground ball to short, and it gets through underneath the glove of Taylor Hammond. She tried to backhand it. And I'll be honest with you, that was so deep in the hole, I don't know if she'd have thrown out Addison anyway. So Addison's aboard, one out. And that'll bring up, I believe that's going to be Maddie Latash. Yeah. Maddie's had a pretty good tournament. She's been on base several times in the games they played and been solid defensively. And she got a good cut on Lauren Cook's fastball and fouled it back into the screen. I don't know how much Lauren's fastball's got on it right now, Jacob. She is. I'd like to know how many pitches she's thrown since they started this tournament yesterday at 5 o'clock.
Well, let's see. I can have that pulled up for you here shortly.
There's a ground ball down toward third, and it's going to be foul. 0-2 now on Latast.
Well, I can tell you this game, she's thrown 54 pitches. We'll look at the old box score from last night. She threw 82 pitches against Lincoln earlier.
How many did she throw against B.B. Comer yesterday? That's the ball.
And then against Comer, she threw 63.
That's 200 right there.
And then against Lincoln earlier today, she threw 82.
So 282, and how many has she thrown this game?
Well, no, that was 182. Sorry, I was looking for Childersburg last night. In that 1-0 game, she threw 72.
And today, in this one?
55 now.
So she's close to getting close to 300 pitches. Here's one to Latas. Shortstop, they'll go to second in time for the force, but they won't get Maddie Latest at first, and now there's two outs. And you got Lexi Smith coming to the plate.
So a pinch hitter for the Tigers, because I had Haley Johnson coming up. Yeah, Lexi Smith will get her first at-bat this game.
Well, actually, you'll have McKinney. They threw the ball into right field and going to second. It's going to be Latas. When Jade Landers went out of the game pitching,
yeah,
you had what's her name come in that spot. I'm trying to think of who it was. But right now, Lexi Smith is at the plate with a runner at second. Two outs, down 6-0. Swing and a miss. fouled away, and Chillsburg may be down to their final strike here. Six to nothing, Fayetteville leads it. Lincoln waits for the winner. They'll have to beat the Golden Bears twice. That's the thing about it. You don't just have to win. You have to win twice.
Yeah.
But it has been done. That one's high. Mumford did it last year. You know, Mumford just eliminated by Childersburg one game ago. Mumford was a three-time defending. They won it 3 years in a row. Next year, this county tournament will be in the sweet confines at Fayetteville, along with the county baseball tournament as well. After Coach Collier and the Wolves won the baseball county championship, there's a line drive. That's going to be a base hit into right field. Here comes a runner home. No way they're going to get Madison Latasse. They got a chance at second base, and she's going to be out. The run will score. It will be 6-1. And I got a feeling that's going to be the final. We'll see if they go out for another inning. Trying to wait and see, I guess. And that is it. That's what I figured. Ball game. So Fayetteville will come back in just a little bit, and they'll play Lincoln for the county championship. They will have to beat the Golden Bears twice.